Morning Briefs.
The Herald and News.
Sunrise Headlines.
Your headlines now.
Good morning, Klamath Basin. It's Friday, May 18th, 2018. I'm Kurt Lidke with the Herald and News. Here's a preview of some of the stories you can find in today's edition of the Herald and News. Time for your Sunrise Headlines. Volunteers participating in the 5th annual Give Back Day logged more than 4,400 volunteer hours on over 80 different recorded sites just among Klamath Falls City School District students alone on Thursday, as students from kindergarten through high school worked in collaboration with volunteers to do their part to spruce up Klamath Falls. Since it first began in 2013, the day has grown exponentially, partnering with Blue Zones Project, Klamath County City School District, Skylakes Medical Center, the Klamath Falls Downtown Association, Klamath Falls City Parks Department, and Waste Management and Klamath County Landfill, all working to facilitate one day where volunteers throughout the city give back. Chiloquin Fire and Rescue will host a mass casualty training event Saturday in conjunction with emergency agencies from around the county. Scheduled to begin at 10:30 a.m., the event will simulate a tour bus crash and will include volunteers acting as patients. The simulated crash will occur on 2nd Avenue near the city park, with an area for residents to observe from across the street. 14 agencies are scheduled to participate in the drill. The exercise is intended to help agencies practice mutual aid in a controlled environment to improve response and communication. Todd Andrus, Regional Community Liaison for Pacific Power, may run against a longtime city councilman in Klamath Falls. Word of Andrus' interest in the seat went live through social media sites and his own campaign site Thursday morning, making it public that he has plans to run for Klamath Falls City Council Ward 5. The seat is currently held by Bill Adams. No candidates or incumbents have yet to officially file with the city, as they're not allowed to until May 30th. Adams has served several non-consecutive terms over a 22-year period. He was first elected in 1987, served until 1994, and was then re-elected in 2003. Several Klamath Basin football players have been selected to play in Oregon's 66th annual All-Star Shrine football game. The game is scheduled to take place on August 4th in Baker City, but prior to that, each athlete chosen will have an opportunity to visit the Shriners Children's Hospital in Portland. Players chosen include Alex Decker of Lakeview, Mazama's Cameron Hankins and Braden White, and Henley's Will Conrad for the East team. The West team includes Triad's Eli Bilta and Hosanna Christian's Silas Sanchez. Kyle Hadwick of Henley and Lost River's Eduardo Murillo were also selected as alternatives. And those are just a few of the stories you can find detailed in today's Herald and News. Be sure to follow us online via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, and of course, heraldandnews.com. You can subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts on iTunes and Google Play Music to automatically receive each show on your listening device, and check back often for the latest podcasts, videos, and breaking news. Good morning, Klamath Basin, and enjoy your day.